Thank you, Dr. Campbell, for your presentation. Now we have Brother Sabil Ahmed presenting an introduction of our next speaker, Dr. Zakir Naik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It is my pleasure to introduce one of the best scholars of our time, Dr. Zakir Abdul Karim Naik, aged 34 years old. He is the president of Islamic Research Foundation, Bombay, India. Dr. Zakir Naik clarifies Islamic viewpoints and clears misconceptions about Islam based upon the Quran, Hadith, and other religious scriptures, as well as adhering to reason, logic, and scientific facts. He is popular for his critical analysis and convincing answers to challenging questions posed by audiences after his public talks. In the last 4 years itself, Dr. Zakir Naik has delivered more than 400 public lectures worldwide, in addition to many public talks in India. He appears regularly on many international TV and satellite TV channels, programs in several countries of the world. He has authored books on Islam and comparative religion. He has also participated in several symposiums and dialogues with prominent personalities of other religious faiths.
May I announce, after the talks by both the speakers and the response session, we would be having an open question and answer session. So those who have come late, kindly note, we'll have questions on the mic followed by questions on index cards. Ladies and gentlemen, may I call upon Dr. Zakir Naik to present his talk.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa sahbi ajma'in, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi, wa fi anfusihim, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq, awalam yakfi bi rabbika, annahu ala kulli shay'in shahid, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri. وَهَلُّ الْعُبْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْكَهُ قَوْلِي. Respected Dr. William Campbell, Dr. Marakas, Dr. Jamal Badri, Brother Samuel Noman, Dr. Muhammad Naik, my respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. The topic of today's dialogue is the Quran and the Bible in the light of science. The glorious Quran is the last and final revelation which was revealed to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. For any book to claim that it is a revelation from Almighty God, it should stand the test of time. Previously in the olden days, it was the age of miracles. Alhamdulillah. The Quran is the miracle. Later on came the age of literature and poetry. And Muslims and non-Muslims alike declaimed the glorious Quran to be the best Arabic literature available on the face of the earth. But today is the age of science and technology. Let us analyze whether the Quran is compatible or incompatible with modern science. Albert Einstein said, science without religion is lame, and religion without science is blind. Let me remind you that the glorious Quran is not a book of science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E. science. It's a book of signs. S-I-G-N-S. It's a book of ayat. And there are more than 6,000 signs, ayat, in the glorious Quran, out of which more than 1,000 speak about signs. As far as my talk regarding Quran and science is concerned, I will only be speaking about scientific facts which have been established. I will not be speaking about scientific hypotheses and theories which are based on assumption without any proof, because we all know many a times science takes U-turns. Dr. William Campbell, who wrote a reply to the book of Dr. Maurice Bucaille, The Quran, the Bible, and the Light of History and Science, he says in his book that there are two types of approaches. One is a concordist approach, which means a person tries to bring a compatibility between the scripture and science. And the other is the conflict approach, in which a person tries to bring a conflict between scripture and science, like how Dr. William Campbell has done very well. But as far as the Quran is concerned, irrespective whether a person uses a conflicting approach or a concordant approach, as long as you are logical, and after a logical explanation is given to you, not a single person will be able to prove a single verse of the Quran in conflict with established modern science. Dr. William Campbell has pointed out various alleged scientific errors in the Quran, and I'm supposed to actually refute in the rebuttal, but since each I will be refuting a few points in my talk, I will reply to the major part of his talk, mainly dealing with embryology and with geology. The remaining, inshallah, I will say I have a level best to reply in the rebuttal. I have to do both. I can't do injustice to the topic. The topic is Quran and Bible in the light of science. I can't only speak about one scripture. Dr. William Campbell hardly spoke about one or two points about the Bible, which I shall deal with, inshallah. I will speak about both, inshallah. I want to do justice to the topic. As far as Quran and modern science is concerned, in the field of astronomy, the scientists, the astronomers, a few decades earlier, they described how the universe came into existence. They call it the Big Bang. And they said initially there was one primary nebula, which later on is separated with a Big Bang, which gave rise to galaxies, stars, sun, and the earth we live in. This information is given in a nutshell in the glorious Quran in Surah Anbiya, chapter 21, verse number 30, which says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ قَفْرُوا Do not the unbelievers see, أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتْ رَتْكٍ فَقْنَهُمَا That the heaven and the earth were joined together, and we clove them asunder. Imagine, this information which they came to know recently, the Quran mentions 1400 years ago. When I was in school, I had learned that the sun changes to the earth. The earth and the moon, they read about that is the stationary. I read a verse Quran saying, in Surah Anbiya, chapter 1, ultimately 3 says, Huwa allazi khalaqa al-layla wa an-nahara. It is Allah who has created night and the day. Wa shamsa wa al-qamar, the sun and the moon. Kullun fi falaki yasbahoon, each one swelling in awe with emotion. Now, alhamdulillah, modern science has turned to the Quran statement. The big word used in the Quran is yasbahoon, which describes the motion of a moon body. When it refers to celestial body, it means it rotates about its own axis. So Quran says, the sun and moon, they revolve as well as rotate about the axis. Today we have come to know, the sun takes approximately 25 days complete on rotation. It was Edwin Hubble who discovered that the universe is expanding. The Quran says in Surah Dharif, chapter 51, 247, that he has created an expanding universe, the vastness of space. That word Nosiona refers to vastness, the expanding universe. Regarding the topic for astronomy which Dr. William Campbell touched, I will deal in the rebuttal, inshallah. In the field of oracle, Dr. William Campbell pointed out certain things. The Quran describes the verse cycle in great detail. Dr. William Campbell in four stages, in his book, he mentions for A and B, the last one he mentioned slide, I don't know why, It says the replenishing the water table. We missed out here. Maybe we got not mentioned in the Bible. Said there is not a single verse in the Quran which speaks about evaporation. Quran says in Surah Tariq, chapter number 86, verse number 11, Rajas Sama, that by the capacity of the head to return. And almost all the commentators of the Quran, they said that this verse of Surah Tariq, chapter 86, verse number 11, refers to the capacity of the heaven to return back rain, meaning evaporation. So the William Campbell, who knows Arabic, may say, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explanation of some zafil matar, meaning the capacity of the heavens to return back rain? Allah mentioned specifically. Now we have come to know why didn't Allah do in His divine wisdom. Because today we have come to know that besides the ozonosphere, the layer above the earth, besides returning rain, it even returns back other beneficial matter and energy of the earth which is required by the human beings. It does not only return back rain, today I have come to know, it even returns back waves of telecommunication, of television, of radio, by which we can see TV, we can communicate, we can hear the radio. And besides that, it even returns back the harmful of the outer space, back on the other side, and absorbs. For example, the sunlight, the ultraviolet rays of the sunlight is absorbed by the ionosphere. If this is done, life on the earth ceases to exist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far superior. And far more accurate when it says, Rajya Sama, by the capacity of the heaven to return. And the remaining things, as mentioned, is there in the Quran. You can just remember my video cassette. The Quran describes the water cycle in great detail. Regarding what he said of the Bible, he showed stage 1 and stage 3 in the first slide. Second, stage 1, 3 and then 2. That the rainwater is taken up, he says, and then rainwater comes under. This is the first phase of miracles, 7th century BC. He thought that the spray of the ocean was picked up by the wind and fell into the rain. There's no cloud mentioned there. In the same quotation that I'm telling you, first is according to him evaporation, which we agree, we don't mind having the concordance approach to the Bible. Then he falls down and then another cloud formed. That is not the complete water cycle. Alhamdulillah, Quran describes the water in great detail in several places. How does the water rise, evaporates, form into clouds, the clouds join together, they stack up, the thunder and lightning, water comes down, the clouds move into the interior, they fall down as rain, and the replenishing of the water table, and alhamdulillah in detail. The Quran speaks about the cycle in great detail in several places. In Surah Nur, chapter number 2, verse 43. In Surah Rum, chapter number 34. In Surah Zumar, chapter 39:21. In Surah Hinun, chapter 23, number 18. In Surah Rum, chapter number 30, verse 24. In Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 22. In Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse 47. In Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 16. In the Quran, chapter 25, verse 49. In Surah Fatir, chapter number 35, verse number 9. In Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 34. In Surah Jasha, chapter 45, verse number 5. In Surah Qaf, chapter number 50, verse number 9. In Surah Waqia, chapter 56, verse 16. Surah 63, verse 3, Quran speaks about water cycle in great detail. Dr. William Campbell spent maximum time on embryology, about half his talk, quite a lot on geology, and touched on other six topics I've noted. In the geology we have come today, the geology tells us that the radius of the earth is approximately 3,150 miles. And the deep layers, they are hot and fluid and can sustain it. And the polar part of the earth crust which we live on, it is very thin, hardly 1 to 30 miles from pole thicker, measure to 130 miles. And the possibility that this superficial layer, earth crust, if you take, it is due to folding phenomena which gives rise to mount winds which disturbs the earth. And Quran says, in Surah Nabah, chapter 78, verse 6 and 7, we have made the earth as an expanse, while Jabala Autada and mountains as sticks. The Quran says, mountains were thrown up as sticks. Mountains as sticks. Arabic word Autad means sticks, meaning tent peg. And today we have come to know, in the cosmology, that mountains have deep roots. So no, second half of the 19th century. And the potential properties of the mountain is a very small thing. The deep part is within. Exactly like a stake, how it is driven in the ground. You can only see a spot on top, the majority is down in the ground. Or like tip of the iceberg, you can see the tip on top, but 90% is water. The Quran says, Surah Ghariya, chapter 88, 119, and Surah Al-Ayat, 79, verse 72. Wal jibala arsaha, and we have made the mountain standing firm on the earth. The mountain standing firm on the earth. The modern knowledge has advanced. Dr. William Temple said that. By the theory of tectonics propounded in 1960 with rise to mountain ranges, the geologists today do say the mountains give similarity to the earth. Not all geologists, but many do say. I have not come across a single geological book, and I challenge Dr. William Campbell to produce a single geological book, not his personal correspondence with the geologists. It doesn't carry weight. His personal correspondence with Dr. Keogh, documented proof. And you read the book, The Earth, which is referred by most all the universities in the field of geology. One of the authors by the name of Frank Hess, who was the advisor to the former president of USA, Jimmy Carter, and was the president of the Academy of Sciences of USA, he writes this book, The Mountains of Westship. It has deep roots within, and he says that the front of the mountain stirs the earth. And the Quran says, in Amir, chapter 20, verse 31, in Surah Luqman, verse 3, verse number 10, as well as in Surah Nahl, chapter number 6, verse 15, that they have made the mountain standing firm on the earth, let it take. Put that with you. Function of the mountain in the Quran is given to keep the earth from shaking. Never does the Quran say that mount the earthquake. And Dr. William Campbell said, he writes the book and even the talk, that you find in the mountain is ruined, there are waves of earthquake, mountains cause earthquake. Point to be made, nowhere does the Quran say that mountain brings earthquake. That is for earthquake as Dr. William Campbell Arabic. Is the Azad. But what is in these fields that it is that. Tamma is to take, to sway, to swing. And Quran says in Luke chapter 1 verse number 10, as well as Surah chapter 6 verse 15, we have put on the earth mountain, let it take you, Samida Bikum, shake you in it, if the mountain there, if you would have walked, if you moved, even the earth would have moved with you. If you would wait, even the spirit with you. And not even walk on, the other will shake. And before this, God is the first, and Dr. Ajaz, Dr. Arabia, wrote a full book in the Quran, offering almost everything William Campbell has said in detail. So William Campbell, in his book, he writes that if mountains print the shaking of the earth, then how come you find earthquake mountain region? Nowhere does the Quran say mountain means earthquake. Earthquake is ours, and if you see in Oxford, it says earthquake is due to pressure or superficial of the earth due to release of compressed seismic waves due to crack in the rock or due to volcanic reaction. Quran speaks about Zalzala in Surah Zalzala chapter 9, speaks about Samida Bikum to prevent earth from shaking you. In reply, it states that if mountains earthquakes, how you find earth in mountains ring? The replies that they say that the doctors to prevent the sickness and disease in human beings. Someone argues, if doctors prevent the sickness and disease in human beings, how you find medicine in the hospital where there are doctors, that's where there are no doctors. In proportionality, the Quran is in Surah Al-Anfal, 25, verse 50. That this Allah will let you boil in water. One and potable, salt and bitter. Though in me, you will not extreme the result which is forbidden to test. Quran says in Surah Al-Ma'an, chapter 55, number 19 and 20, Major Bahya Sahyan, Bahya Namma Bahya Hulayat Ghyan, Allah will free to the flow water. Though in me, you will not extreme. Between them, there is a barrier of forbidden to test us. Please, the comment of the Quran, that what does the Quran mean? Flow of wheat and water, but being them, there is a barrier, though in me, not extreme. Say after adjustment of ocean knowledge comes to know, that whenever one type of water flows the other type of water, it loses its constituent and gets homogenized into the water flows. There is a phantom homogeneous area which the Quran refers to as the Ansariya. And there will be upon my senses, even of Ansar, the name Dakke, oceanologist. Dr. Wu writes in his book that an obdiphena, the fisherman at times, new types of water density. So Muhammad, during the expedition to Syria, he may have gone in the sea or he might have spoken to the fisherman. Heat and salt is another phenomena as well. But we don't know for the very recently. The scientific point to put it here is a buck at the field in the salt water. The field of embryology. So I'm going to talk of his talk on that. You will not be able to write to any small things which are illegal. I'll give a brief reply. It will be cited, inshallah. And details you can refer to video of Quran Modern Science and other cells on Quran Medical Science. There were a group of us collected the data in the Quran about embryology and the hadith dealing with embryology, and the presented to Professor Kitmu, who was chairman of the fine anatomy in the University of Toronto, Canada, and president of leading the field of embryology. After reading the translation of the Quran, he was to comment and he said, all the words of the hadith are perfectly with modern embryology. But there are a few seconds, say that, right? Neither has there a rock, will I myself know about it. Antithesis were the first words of them to be. In for a for it, chapter 6, verse 9 and 2, which says, this medical logic. Can in some indeed rest or claim it by law. Created to create the human being, something which claims which loves. Regard, William, the statement, that to eyes, mean of a word, just to see what was mean. At that time when I revealed that the book then, rightly said, meaning it was a payment. Far as this statement of Jesus is concerned, regarding the Bible, I do totally. Because the Bible was only meant to know Israel at that time. It is in the middle of you. Chapter number 10, number 7. See the people on earth as disciples. Go in not in the way of the Gentiles. The Gentiles, the non-Jews, the Hindus, the Muslims. It rather go to the law of Israel. Jesus Peter upon his head in the call of Matthew, chapter number 6-24. I am not to lost you of the house of Israel. Jesus and of that were only meant to know of Israel. Since it was meant for them, analyze the Bible as to the new word which was utilized at that time. The Quran was not meant for the Arab that time. Quran is not meant only for Muslims. The Quran is meant for whole humanity. And it is meant to be for eternity. Quran says in Surah Ibrahim chapter 14 verse 52, in Surah chapter 2 verse 1, and in Zumar chapter verse 1, that the Quran the whole of humankind. And Prophet Muhammad peace upon him was sent to the Muslim. Allah says in the Quran in Surah chapter 20 verse 111, Ya Allah, inna rahmat lil alamin, that they have happiness to the humankind. As for Quran concerned, not limit the meaning before that day, because it is meant for eternity. One of the meanings of Alaka is leech like subs or such claims. The Prophet Muhammad said, I know the early stereo looks like a leech, and in his laboratory, and analyze the early stereo under a microscope, and compared it to the graph of a leech, and he was astonished at the striking blend. This is a photograph of a leech and human embryo. What the William Tan showed you is the other perspective of it. If I book, it looks like a rectangle. If I show you like that, it's perspective. That diagram is given in the diagram you should understand and deal with Allah. Prophet Hikmu, about 80 questions. He said, if I have asked me 80 questions, that's the goal. I would not be able to answer them 50%. Because embryology has developed brilliantly in the past. He said, 80. Now, do we believe in Dr. Hikmu? Who said, I will ask for your video cassette, I will. This is the unrecorded me. So, will you believe Dr. William will still convert in this? Prophet Hikmu, one mentioned in this book. Well, as the photograph that I see. And in the federal outside, you can see those statements. So, a epistemological question, without them, just off the statement of video, like I will show my video. 100% proof what I said. Soon, you reflect it, I'll come later. And, so I mentioned you got from Quran and Hadith, and called it like, into this book, the developing human, the third edition. And this book got an award for the best medical book by a male in that year. This is the submission was put forward by Wimbledon Dan, and defied by Keeter himself. The Quran says, Surah Mu'minun, chapter 20, verse number 13, and Surah 22, verse number 5, no less than lend the first in the Quran, that the human beings have made from Utspa. I know to do a liquid. Like, because that meaning in the cup, and very small cup. Today comes information, there are every reason from only one divide to five from the Quran is first as well. Quran says, was made, create the useful for life. That means the best part of the whole. The fertilizer is, oh, how can you support the Quran? The first Fulana, best part of the world. And consider the insan. The first verse 2, we have created these beings from the Supreme Shaj. A mitochondria of the fruit. Refer to sperm as well as ovum. Both are required for the fertilization. The Quran describes various embryologic stages in detail, of which the slides will show you. I will remember, we have completed the topic. Mention for a moment, chapter 23, verse number 14. The translation is that the creation is from Allah. Minute on the topic. Explain a qarar maqi, a place security. Then, it into alaka, a substance. Something which clears. Turn your down. We make that alaka into a mudga, a chewed like lump. Then, the mudga is a bone. Include the bone of the handbrush. Then we made it new. Bloody Allah, best to create. These three verses of the Quran speak about the rarity and stage and grade it. For the nutra. It's in the place of purity. Mirinu and Allah. Alaka has a three. One is something which clings. And we know that in the instance, the embryo clings to the eternal wall and can use clinging till the end. Or two. That your things, which like substance, as I discussed, in the initial stages, does look like a leech. Just like a leech, it also like a leech, this is burst by the mother, like a blush. And the third meaning, which Dr. Will objected to, that is the right meaning, the kind of blood, and that for a scientific error. I do agree with him that Dr. Campbell agrees. He said, you can't mean congealed blood, because this is the case, and the Quran is wrong. And so say, Quran is not wrong, but the William Campbell respect to him, he is wrong. Look at this. After advancement of reality, then Dr. Kior, he says that in this stage, the embryo beside Nagel also looks like a congealed blood, because initial stages of the stage of Raka, 3 to 4 weeks, the blood split within closed vessels. And Dr. William Campbell made easy for me, he showed you a hide. It will be difficult for you to see, but this is what he showed you. This is exactly what treatment said looks like what? In which the blood is not closes, and during the third week of the embryo, the blood circulation doesn't take place. It's later. Therefore, it will appear in the clot. And even on concept of abortion place, you can see looks like what? One and sufficient and all the negation of William Campbell is that the stages of Quran, when it describes the embryo is only one appearance. First the prefer like as well as clotted. And the then temples list that some come and move the clot. Stages are based on appearance. It's created something which appears like a clot, which appears like a leech, and is also something which in the Quran says made that kind of a chewed like lump. Prophet Keith Mustuk Plasil and Rinus took like Mudga, it mark resembled the fomites. The Ravi Bill said, when the Alaka from the Mudga, the cleaning is there, 8 months. So, I told you, the leech appearance and the claw like appearance is changed to the like appearance. It's a key problem. See that they're not the function. The Quran says, made Mudga his arms. He closed the bone with flesh. The William Campbell said, and I do agree with him, that the precursor of muscle and the cartilages, that bone, they form to agree with us. So I tells that the primordia of muscle and the bone form together in the 5th after day, the coliform of the of Mudga. But they are not developed. They are not developed. Later on, at the end of the century, the embryo form of the appearance, then they are formed. Today, modern embryos, the bones form after 42nd day. And the appearance of killing. Even at this stage when the bones are formed, later on, after 7 weeks, and the week will form. So, then first alaka, then mudga, then izamai, then clothed with flesh. And then they form, the description is perfect. And Prophet Keith Moore said that the stages that how it is described in modern embryology, stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's so confusing, the Quranic stage on embryology describing on the base of appearance and the shape far more here. Alhamdulillah. Then he said, therefore, they have been explained that Prophet is the Lord and this is called has to be divine relation from our Lord. In Surah chapter 46, it speaks about it. Previously, the doctors, they thought that the brain was only responsible for feeling of pain. Today we have come to know, besides the brain, there are certain receptors in the skin which are responsible for feeling of the pain, which we call as pain receptors. Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 456, that as to those who reject our signs, we shall cast them into the hellfire, and as often as their skins are roasted, we shall give them fresh skin so that they shall feel the pain. Indicating there is something in the skin which is responsible for feeling of pain, which the Quran refers to as pain receptors. Prof. Taghlat Aghashan, who is the head of the Department of Anatomy in Chiang Mai University in Thailand, only on the basis of this one verse, he proclaimed the Shahada in the 8th Medical Conference in Riyadh and said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. I started my talk by quoting the verse of the glorious Quran from Surah Fussilat chapter 41 verse 53, which says, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq aw lam yakfi bi rabbika annahu ala kulli shay'in shahid, that soon we shall show them our signs in the furthest region of the horizons and into their soul until it is clear to them that this is the truth. This one verse was sufficient to prove to Dr. Taghlat Aghashan that Quran is a divine revelation. Some may require 10 signs. Some may require 100. Some, even after 1,000 signs are given, they will not accept the truth. Quran calls such people as in Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse number 18, summum, bukmun, umyun, fahum la yarjiun, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, they will not return the true path. The Bible says the same thing in Gospel of Matthew chapter number 13 verse number 13, seeing they see not, hearing they hear not, neither will they understand. And regarding the other parts of embryology, I will deal in my rebuttal, inshallah, if time permits. I have to do justice to the other part also, regarding Bible and the light of science. At the outset, let me tell you that Quran says in Surah Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 38, that we have given several revelations. By name, only four are mentioned. The Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. The Torah is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to Moses, peace be upon him. The Zabur is the Wahi which was given to David, peace be upon him. The Injil is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to Jesus, peace be upon him. And Quran is the last and final revelation which was given to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Let me make it very clear to everyone that this Bible, which the Christians believe to be the word of God, is not the Injil which we Muslims believe was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. This Bible, according to us, it may contain the words of God, but it also contains words of prophets, words of historians. It contains absurdities, obscenity, as well as innumerable scientific errors. If there are scientific points mentioned in the Bible, there are possibilities. Why not? It may be part of the word of God in the Bible. But what about the scientific errors? What about the unscientific portion? Can he attribute this to God? I want to make it very clear to my Christian brothers and sisters. The purpose of my presentation on Bible and science is not to hurt any Christian's feeling. If I hurt your feelings, I do apologize in advance. The purpose is only to point out that a God's revelation cannot contain scientific errors. As Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, search ye the truth, and the truth shall free you. You have the Old Testament, you have the New Testament. Now you should follow the last and final testament, which is the glorious Quran. As far as Dr. William Campbell is concerned, I can be more liberal with him because he has written a book, Quran, Bible in the Light of History and Science. He has given a presentation and he's a medical doctor. I don't have to be very formal with him. As far as the other Christian brothers and sisters are concerned, I apologize if I hurt your feelings during the presentation. Let's analyze what does the Bible say about modern science. First, we deal with astronomy. The Bible speaks about the creation of the universe. In the beginning, first book, book of Genesis, first chapter, it mentioned. It says, Almighty God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and talks about an evening and a morning, referring to a 24-hour day. Today, scientists tell us that the universe cannot be created in a 24-hour period of 6 days. Quran 2 speaks about six ayam. The Arabic word singular is yom, plural is ayam. It can either mean a day of 24 or it is a very long period, an eon, an epoch. Scientists say we have no objection in agreeing that the universe, it could have been created in six very long periods. Point number two. Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 3 and 5, light was created on first day. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 19, the cause of light, stars, and the sun, etc., was created on fourth day. How can the cause of light be created on the fourth day, later than the light, which came into existence on the first day? It's unscientific. Further, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 1, verse 9 to 13, third day. How can you have a night and day without the earth? The day depends upon the rotation of the earth. Without the earth created, how can you have a night and day? Point number 4. Genesis chapter number 1, verse 9 to 13 says, earth was created on third day. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 19 says, the sun and the moon was created on the fourth day. Today, science tells us that earth is part of the parent body, the sun. It cannot come into existence before the sun. It's unscientific. Point number 5. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 11 to 13, the vegetation, the herbs, the shrubs, the trees, they were created on the third day. And the sun, Genesis chapter number 1, verse 14 to 19, was created on the fourth day. How can the vegetation come into existence without sunlight? And how can they survive without sunlight? Point number six. That the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 16, that God created two lights. The greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. The actual translation, if you go to the Hebrew text, it is lamps. Lamps, having light of its own. And that you'll come to know better if you read both the verses, Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 as well as 17. Verse number 17 says, and Almighty God placed them in the firmament to give light to the earth. To give light to the earth, indicating that sun and the moon have its own light, which is in contradiction with established scientific knowledge that we have. There are certain people who try and reconciliate and say that the 6 days mentioned in the Bible, it actually refers to epochs, like the Quran, long period, not 624 days. It's illogical. You read the Bible, evening, morning, it clearly states 24 hours, it indicates. But even if I use a concordance approach, no problem. I agree with your illogical argument. Yet, they will only be able to solve the first scientific error of 6 days creation, and second, that first day light, and third day earth. The remaining 4, yet they cannot solve. Some further say that if it's a 24 period, why can't the vegetable survive for 124 days without sunlight? I say fine. If you say that the vegetables were created before the sun and can survive for 124 days, I've got no objection. But you can't say the days mentioned are 24 hours as well as epochs. You can't have the cake and eat it both. If you say it is a long period, you solve point number 1 and 3. The remaining 4 are yet there. If you say the days are 24 days, you solve only point number 5. The remaining 5 are yet there. It becomes unscientific. I leave it to Dr. William Campbell, whether he wants to say it is long period and say that there are only 4 scientific errors, or say it is a 24 days and say there are only 5 scientific errors in the creation of the universe. Regarding the concept of Earth, there are various scientists who have described how will the world end. Hypothesis. Some may be right, some may be wrong. But either the world will perish or the world will live forever. Both cannot take place simultaneously. It's unscientific. But this is exactly what the Bible says. It's mentioned in the Bible. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, verse number 10 and 11. And the book of Psalms, chapter number 102, verse number 25 and 26. That Almighty God created the heavens and the earth, and they will perish. Exactly opposite is mentioned in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, verse number 4, and the book of Psalms, chapter number 78, verse number 69, that the earth will abide forever. I leave it to Dr. William Campbell to choose which of the 2 verses is unscientific, the first pair or the second pair. One has to be unscientific, both cannot take place. The world cannot abide forever as well as perish. It's unscientific. Regarding the heavens, the Bible says in Job chapter 26 verse 11 that the pillars of the heaven will tremble. Quran says in Surah Luqman chapter 31 verse number 10 that the heavens are without any pillars. Don't you see it? Don't you see the heavens are without any pillars? Bible says heaven has got pillars. Not only do the heavens have got pillars, Bible says in the first book of Samuel chapter number 2 verse number 8, as well as the book of Job, chapter number 9, verse number 6, and the book of Psalms, chapter number 75, verse number 3, that even the earth have got pillars. In the field of diet and nutrition, let's analyze what does the Bible say. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 29, that God has given you all the herbs bearing seeds, the trees bearing fruits, those that bear seed, as meat for you. New International Version says, the seed bearing plant and the trees bearing fruits, bearing seeds, are food for you, all of them. Today, even a layman knows that there are several poisonous plants like wild berries, strychnine, datura, plants containing alkaloid, oleander, buckeye pod, that which if you ingest, if you eat, there are high possibilities you may die. How come the creator of the universe and human beings doesn't know that if you have these plants, you will die? I hope Dr. William Campbell doesn't give this vegetarian diet to his patients. The Bible has a scientific test how to identify a true believer. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18. It says that there will be signs for true believers, and among the signs, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak foreign tongues, new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink deadly poison, they shall not be harmed. And when they place their hand over the sick, they shall be cured. This is a scientific test. In scientific terminology, it's known as the confirmatory test for a true Christian believer. In the past 10 years of my life, I have personally interacted with thousands of Christians, including missionary. I have not come across a single Christian who has passed this confirmatory test of the Bible. I have not come across a single Christian who took poison. I have not come across any who took poison and who has not died. And in scientific terminology, this is also called as a falsification test. That means if a false person tries and does this test, takes poison, he will die. And a false person will not dare attempt this test. If you are not a true Christian believer, you will not dare attempt this test. Because if you try and attempt the falsification test, you will fail. So, a person who is not a true Christian believer will never attempt this test. I have read the book, the Quran, the Bible in the Light of History and Science, written by Dr. William Campbell. And I assume that he is a true Christian believer, and at least I would like him to confirm to me about the falsification test. Please be rest assured, I will not ask Dr. William Campbell to have deadly poison because I don't want to jeopardize the debate. What I'll do, I will only ask him to speak in foreign tongues, in new languages. And as many of you may be aware, that India is a land which has more than 1,000 languages and dialects. Only thing I request him is to say these three words, 100 rupees, in the 17 official languages. There are only 17 official languages in India. And to make it easier for Dr. William Campbell, I've got a 100 rupee note. And this has all the 17 languages mentioned here. Besides English and Hindi, I will help him. I'll give him a beginning. 100 rupiah in Hindi. The remaining 15 languages are here. I request him to read. I know the test says they will speak foreign languages on their own without the help of reading. But I want to make the test easier. I want to see someone passing the test. I have not seen anyone. So if he can't say it on his own, or from his memory, at least read it. I don't mind. I will accept it. And I request the chairperson to give it to Dr. William Campbell. He has his rebuttal. 15 languages. 100 rupiah. 3 words only. What does the Bible say regarding hydrology? Bible says in Genesis, chapter number 9, verse number 13 to 17, that after God, at the time of Noah, submerged the world by flood. And after the flood subsided, he said, I put up a rainbow in the sky as a promise to the humankind never to submerge the world again by water. To the unscientific person, it may be quite good. Oh, rainbow is a sign of Almighty God, make the world by flood again. But today we know very well that rainbow is due to the refraction of sunlight with rain or mist. Surely there may have been thousands of rainbows before the time of Noah, peace be upon him. To say it was not there before Noah's time, we have to assume that the law of refraction did not exist, which is unscientific. In the field of medicine, the Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 14, verse number 40 and 53, it gives a novel way for disinfecting a house from plague of leprosy. Disinfecting a house from plague of leprosy. It says that take two birds, kill one bird, take wood, style it, hyssop, and the other living bird, dip it in water, and under running water, later on, sprinkle the house 7 times with it. Sprinkle the house with blood to disinfect against plague of leprosy? We know blood is a good media of germ, bacteria, as well as toxin. I hope Dr. William Campbell doesn't use this method of disinfecting the OT, the operation theater. It's mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5. And we know medically that after a mother gives birth to a child, the postpartum period, it is unhygienic. To say it's unclean religiously, I've got no objection. But Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5 says that after a woman gives birth to a male child, she will be unclean for 7 days. And the period of uncleanliness will continue for 33 days more. If she gives birth to a female child, she'll be unclean for 2 weeks, and the period of uncleanliness will continue for 66 days. In short, if a woman gives birth to a male child, a son, she is unclean for 40 days. If she gives birth to a female child, a daughter, she is unclean for 80 days. I would like Dr. William Campbell to explain to me scientifically, how come a woman remains unclean for double the period if she gives birth to a female child as compared to a male child. The Bible also has a very good test for adultery. How to come to know a woman has committed adultery? In book of Numbers, chapter number 5, verse number 11 to 31. I'll just say in brief. It says that the priest should take holy water in a vessel, take dust from the floor and put it into the vessel, and that's the bitter water. And after cursing it, give it to the woman. And if the woman has committed adultery, after she drinks it, the curse will enter her body, the stomach will swell, the thigh will rot, and she shall be cursed by the people. If the woman has not committed adultery, she will remain clean and she will bear the seed. A novel method of identifying whether a woman has committed adultery or not. You know, today in the world, there are thousands of cases pending in different parts of the world, in different courts of law, only on the assumption that someone has alleged that the woman has committed adultery. I had read in the newspapers, and I came to know from the media, that the president of this great country, Mr. Bill Clinton, he was involved in a sex scandal about 2 years back. I wonder that why didn't the American court use this bitter water test for adultery? He would have gone scot-free immediately. Why didn't the Christian missionaries of this great country, especially those who are in the medical field, like my respected Dr. William Campbell, use this bitter water test to bail out the president immediately? Mathematics is a branch which is closely associated with science, with which you can solve problems, etc. There are thousands of contradictions in the Bible. Hundreds deal with mathematics. I'll just touch on few of them. It's mentioned in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 1, and Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse number 6, the context, that when the people returned from exile from Babylon, when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, when he released the men from Israel, they came back from captivity, and the list of the people are given. The list is given in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 2 to 63, and Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse number 7 up to 65. The list is given with the names as well as number of people released. In these 60 verses, there are no less than 18 times the name is exactly the same, but the number is different. there are no less than 18 contradictions in less than 60 verses of these two chapters. This is the list. I don't have time to run through the list. There are no less than 18 different contradictions in less than 60 verses. Further, it's mentioned in Ezra, chapter number 2, verse number 64, that the total congregation, if you add up, it comes to 42,360. And if you read in Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse number 66, they also totally the same, 42,360. But if you add up all these verses, which I had to do my homework, this is a list of Ezra, this is a list of Nehemiah. Ezra chapter number 2, Nehemiah chapter number 7. If you add up, in Ezra chapter number 2, it doesn't come to 42,360, it comes to 29,818. And if you add up Nehemiah chapter number 7, even there it doesn't come to 42,360, it comes to 31,089. The author of the Bible, presumed to be Almighty God, does not know simple addition. If you give this problem even to a person who's passed elementary school, he'll be able to get the right answer. If you add up all the 60 verses, it's so easy. Almighty God didn't know adding knows billah, if we presume that this is the word of God. Further, if we read in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 65, it says there were 200 singing men and women. Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse 67, there were 245 singing men and women. Were they 200 or were they 245 singing men and women? Context is the same, a mathematical contradiction. It's mentioned in the 2 Kings, chapter number 24, verse number 8, that Joachim was 18 years old when he began to reign Jerusalem, and he reigned for 3 months and 10 days. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 36, verse number 9 says that Joachim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 3 months 10 days. Was Joachim 18 years when he began to reign, or was he 8 years old? Did he reign for 3 months, or did he reign for 3 months 10 days? Further, it's mentioned in the 1 Kings, chapter number 7, verse number 26, that in Solomon's temple, in his molten sea, he had 2,000 baths. In 2 Chronicles, chapter number 4, verse number 5, he had 3,000 baths. Did he have 2,000 baths or did he have 3,000 baths? That I leave it up to William Campbell to decide which is correct. There is a clear-cut mathematical contradiction. Furthermore, it's mentioned in the 1 Kings, chapter number 15, verse number 33, that Baasha, he died in the 26th year of reign of Asa. And 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16, verse number 1 says that Baasha invaded Judah in the 36th year of the reign of Asa. How can Baasha invade 10 years after his death? It's unscientific. To make it easier for Dr. William Campbell to answer to the points I have raised, I'll just mention it in brief. The points that I mentioned. The first point was that the creation of the earth and the heaven, the universe, was in 624 days. Light was there before the source of light. Point number 2. 3. Day came into existence before creation of earth. Point number 4. Earth came into existence before sun. Point number 5. Vegetation came into existence before sunlight. Point number 6. Light of the moon is its own light. Point number 7. The earth, will it perish or will it abide forever? Point number 8. The earth has got pillars. Point number 9. The heavens have got pillars. Point number 10. God said, you can have all plants and all vegetation, including the poisonous plants. Point number 11. The scientific test, the falsification test of Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18. Point number 12. A woman remains unclean for double the period if she gives birth to a daughter as compared to a son. Point number 13. Using blood to disinfect the house against plague of leprosy. Point number 14. How do you find out the bitter water test for adultery? Point number 15. 18 different contradictions in less than 60 verses of Ezra chapter 2 and Nehemiah chapter number 7. I didn't count them as 18 different, I've counted them only as one. Point number 16. The total is different in both the chapters. Point number 17. Are there 200 single men and women or are there 245 single men and women? Point number 18. Was Joachim 18 years old or was he 8 years old when he began to reign? Point number 19. Did he reign for 3 months or 3 months 10 days? Point number 20. Did Solomon had 3,000 baths or 2,000 baths? Point number 21 is that Baasha, how could he invade Judah 10 years after his death? Point number 22 is Almighty God, he said, I put up a rainbow in the sky as a promise to the humankind never to submerge the world again by water. I have listed only 22 out of the hundreds available unscientific points in the Bible, scientific errors, and I request Dr. William Campbell to answer them, and irrespective whether he uses the concordist approach or the conflict approach, as long as he is logical, he will never be able to prove scientifically all these 22 aspects I have told him. We agree in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to him was revealed the Injil. This is not the Injil. It may contain part of God, but the other unscientific portion is not the word of God. I would like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 17, which says, فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say this is from Allah, to transmit it for a miserable price. Woe to those for what they write, woe to those for what they earn. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I would request that